if we could all come to order. And tell me when you're ready. Why don't we go around the room and see who's here? So, who wants to start? Actually, in case you don't know who I am, it's Steve Fort, outgoing president of BRLC. And to my right is Marlene O'Neill.
I'm sorry, folks. I had a kind of calamity of errors. A couple of dogs fell over my bag, and they dropped everything. And so I had to get everything. So, my name is Marlene O'Neill, and next year will be my last year of secretary of BRLC. Okay, and next year will be my last year of recording secretary of BRLC. Thank you.
Okay. It's Rob Turner, and I'll from Sunnyvale, president of the Silicon Valley chapter. And who's next for the mic?
Albert Contreras from Temple City. Member of San Gabriel Valley chapter.
They gaily skipped over me. I'm Linda Porrell, board member of BRLC, and many other hats as well.
The thing working? Yeah, there we go. Keith Johnson, member of the San Gabriel Valley chapter, and living in Pasadena, California.
This is Roger Peterson, life member of BRL and a number of other things, including second vice president of the California Council of the Blind.
Hi, I'm Mike Keithley. Oh, hold on here. I guess I'm working. This is Mike Keithley from Mountain View. I'm the corresponding secretary here, and I also added the Bear Writer.
Hi, good morning. My name is Juan. I'm a member of BILC and a member that hosts convention of HEB Capital Chapter.
Hi, this is Lena Dawes. I live in Sacramento, but I'm the president of the Butte County Council of the Blind.
I'm Patty Nash, and I'm the delegate for Bayview Chapter, and I teach Braille at the East Bay Center for the Blind.
I'm Connie Gill. And I'm a member of Bayview Chapter, and I am a retired relay agent for the deaf.
Diane Phelps from Solano County. Diane Phelps from Solano County. I'm secretary for many years.
I'm Josie. Am I coming in?
Yes.
Okay. I'm Josie Conkling, Capital Chapter of here in Sacramento. I'm retired from Society for the Blind. I taught Braille there for 20 years.
That was our last member.
Okay. Welcome, all of you. Hope we have a quorum. He'll be along, but first we have minutes, and for that I'm going to call on our recording secretary, Marlene O'Neill.
Okay. No, I can do it. Would you hold it? Yes, and Steve, if I lose it, you might have to do it or help me out, because I may not have all the minutes. Okay, the BRLC business meeting was called to order at 9:10 a.m. on Friday, October 11th, October 11th, 2013, by President Steve Forrest. That's right, 18. Recording sounds. Now I'm all cusk. Okay, the BRLC business meeting was called to order at 9:10 a.m. on Friday, October 18th, 2013, by President Steve Fort. Since Recording Secretary Marlene O'Neill could not attend this meeting, she sent a recording of the minutes of the Braille Minutes meeting held on Friday, April 12th, 2013, at the Arden West Hilton Hotel in Sacramento. Steve played the recording of those minutes. After the minutes were read, Roger Peterson pointed out that the woman who showed great enthusiasm for Braille was named Cam Shore, not Pam Shore, as was recorded in the minutes. He also pointed out that Marlene O'Neill was appointed as the delegate to the BRL meeting at the CCB conference/convention rather than delegate to the ACB conference/convention. The minutes were approved as amended. John Ross read the treasurer's report. On June 1st, 2013, the balance was $3,437.83, and there was income of $90. This resulted in an ending balance as of the date of the CCB conference/convention of $3,527.83. A motion was made, seconded, and carried that the treasurer's report be accepted as read. Rex Ransom read the original and proposed language of the amendments to the BRLC Constitution that are being changed to reflect the change from two conferences/conventions per year to one. The full text of the amended BRLC Constitution will appear in the upcoming issue of the Braille Writer. Article 5, Section 1, hereafter referred to as Article 5.1, established a fall and spring conference or a convention corresponding to that of CCB. The proposed language established an annual a conference slash convention corresponded to that of CCB. A motion was made, seconded, and carried that this change be approved. Rex then read Article 6, Section 1, hereafter referred to as Article 6.1. I'm going to have some water. This article spelled out the terms of office for each board position and when elections for each should be held. Discussion was held regarding terms of current officers. It was decided that terms of the recording corresponding recording and corresponding secretaries and board position two will be lengthened by 1 year to comply with the amended constitution. The amendment was approved. Rex then read Article 7, Section 3, hereafter referred to as Article 7.3. This article deals with the appointment and composition of the nominating committee. Roger Peterson proposed a friendly amendment that the nominating committee be appointed 30 to 60 days prior to each conference / convention, rather than at the conference / convention. The amendment was approved. Discussion was held regarding whether a straw poll should be taken so that Keith Johnson, the BRLC delegate, would know how to vote in CCB election. Since we did not know who was running for each position, it was decided not to have a straw poll. However, it was decided that Judy Wilkinson would be supported in her bid to become CCB secretary. Rex then read bylaw 2.3, which describes when and how affiliate dues to CCB are to be paid, are payable. The proposed language, which eliminates the mention of a fall roster update, was approved. Rex then read the original and proposed language. Rex then read the original and proposed language for bylaw 3.1, which described the duties of the president, the proposed language, which gives the president discretion about when board meetings are held and allows for them to be held via conference call, was approved. Finally, Rex read bylaw 4.2, which describes the composition of the nominating committee. The proposed language, which mandates a 3-member nominating committee, was approved. A motion was made, seconded, and carried that the BRLC business meeting be adjourned at 10:15 a.m. Note, the BRLC business meet. Oh, never mind. That was my own note. At the BRLC speakers meeting, Rob Turner gave a presentation on Bookshare. He indicated that Bookshare continues to increase the number of books available, and he was excited to announce some of the new publishers submitting books. Since these publishers are submitting their books electronically, there is less need to scan new books. He stated that Bookshare is embarking on new initiative called Born Accessibility. This means that the formatting of the new books would already be in an accessible format when submitted to Bookshare. Finally, he encouraged anyone who had a problem with forms in Bookshare to submit a book for book quickly. Well, to submit a book, yeah, quality. I can't remember what I'm writing. Yeah, quality report, and stated that Bookshare is continuing to improve upon handling of such issues as tables, lists, and special characters in books. Lena Dawes then conducted a Braille Bee. She asked participants how to write certain words in Braille. What these words all had in common was that the words could be written in common in several ways, in which each word can be written. She told everyone the correct way to write each word and gave the rule for why or why not. The BRL Say speakers meeting was adjourned at 10:35 a.m. Respectfully submitted, Marlene O'Neill, Recording Secretary.
Okay. Are there any additions or corrections to the minute? Okay. Is there a motion to... Okay, any discussion?
Just put the current term of the recording and corresponding and member two will be extended. That implies that it will be extended from now on, but only the current term is being extended.
Well, I'd like to comment on the
Okay. Marlene read that the term of the recording corresponding secretary and director two would be extended by 1 year. I said she should add the word the current term, because that's the only, it's a one-time thing. So, okay. You're very welcome.
Okay. Very briefly about Article 3, Section 7. The original language was actually that the president should appoint the nominating committee at the convention during odd-numbered years. You left out the odd-numbered years. And then, of course, it was amended as you described in the minutes, so that would be my only comment. Okay, any further discussion? Is there a second? Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions. Formerly under the new Brown Act, everyone who makes a motion or makes a second has to be identified, but I don't think we're going to do that here. Unless that's requested. Okay, has John Ross arrived? John Ross here yet? Okay. And eventually there are probably some of the members who wish to pay dues. And well, in that case, that's not John. Okay. Why don't we go on to the elections, and then we can come back to the treasurer's report later in the interest of time, because during the last meeting, Lena had hardly any time at all, Lena and Rob, to make their presentations. So I'm going to turn this... Yes. Who just arrived?
My name is Pete. I'm just here to hear the speaker later on.
Oh, Pete. Pete Romero. All right. Ma'am, I'm on your left. Anyone else?
Maureen Schultz.
Oh, welcome. Maureen is relatively new chapter, a member of chapter of Bayview chapter, if I can get the words out here. Okay. Anyone else? That's it. Okay. Well, welcome, Pete and Maureen. And we just concluded the minutes, and we're going on to, since the treasurer hasn't arrived yet, we're going on to our elections. So, without any further ado, can someone hand a microphone to Mike Keithley, who's going to give the nominating committee report?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Well, you're on.
No, it's not this.
Okay.
Hello, this is Mike Keithley. I chaired the nominating committee with Rob Turner and Keith Johnson, and they did excellent work. And I think we have a slate of candidates that will make everybody happy. These are president, vice president, treasurer, and board position one. So the candidate for president is Lena Dawes. The candidate for vice president is Linda Perrell. Treasurer is John Ross.
Well, actually, John Ross is terming out.
I'm sorry, he's terming out.
As is the president and vice president.
Yes, they're all terming out, and for the life of me, I can't remember who the treasurer was.
Was it Keith Johnson?
Yeah, okay. I'm very sorry. I apologize for that.
That's quite all right.
Board position one is Rob Turner. So thank you very much. That's my report.
Okay. Do you want the... Did you want to conduct the election, or did you want the outgoing president to do that? Okay.
Okay, we will now elect a president. Now, one thing, let me point out that the people recommended by the nominating committee are candidates. You can nominate your own candidate if you wish, and that's perfectly... Okay, makes the world run around a little faster and all that kind of good stuff. So we are holding elections for president. The candidate is Lena Dawes. Are there any nominations from the floor? Are there any nominations from the floor? Are there any nominations from the floor?
Oh, we have to do it. Do we have to do it three times? Or? Okay. Elected by acclamation.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll complete the election.
I heard the motion, but I didn't hear a second. Was there a second? So there is a second.
Yes.
So all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right. Aye. Lena's president.
Congratulations, Lena.
President who really knows Braille.
Yes, yes.
Shall I proceed with the elections, or do you want to do
Yeah, let's go ahead. And can we have order in the back? We are conducting.
Linda Perrell is the nominations candidate for vice president. Are there any nominations from the floor?
Well, that was done, and I heard some conversation in the back, and perhaps if we could not do that, you would be able to hear. Thank you.
Okay. Linda Perrell is our candidate for vice president. Are there any nominations from the floor? Any nominations from the floor? Any nominations from the floor?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. The nominations be closed through acclamation. Just closed. I don't think I heard acclamation.
And that she be elected by acclamation?
Elected by acclamation. So all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right. Hey, Linda.
Congratulations.
Okay. Treasurer is Keith Johnson. So any nominations from the floor? Nominations from the floor? Nominations from the ceiling?
Right.
Okay. So, okay, it's been moved and seconded that nominations be closed. I assume it's by acclamation. I didn't hear the word.
Yeah.
So all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
All right.
All right. Hey.
Yeah. We're going, moving right along.
Yes. And now Rob Turner is our candidate for board position one. That position keeps turning because Rob is Turner. No, it didn't work. Okay. any nominations from the floor?
Yes.
I heard something, but...
You can proceed. Yeah.
Can somebody help me here?
Yeah, it's okay. Go on ahead.
Okay. Any nominations from the floor? Any nominations from the floor? So, would somebody like to entertain a motion to close it by acclamation? It's been moved and seconded. The nominations be closed and approved by acclamation. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? So Rob Turner gets it, eh, Rob? Cool.
Hey, Rob.
Thank you very much.
No. You have
to
have a special election.
For a board position. Okay. A special election for a board position, too, which Linda is vacating since she was elected vice chair.
Oh, yes, excuse me. I forgot about that. Shall I handle it now?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so we need a nomination from the floor for board position two. Would somebody like to nominate somebody? Nominations from the floor. Can somebody help? Diane Phelps?
Oh, she said she's declined the nomination.
She declined.
Board position two for 1 year. To fill out Linda.
John Ross has accepted?
Has said he would do it, yes.
Okay, so we have one nominee, John Ross. Any others?
Three times any nominations from the floor.
Excuse me.
Other?
Just repeat it again, Mike. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Any other nominations from the floor for board position two? Any other nominations from the floor for board position two?
I move that John B. Nominations be closed and that John B. accepted the elected by acclamation.
All right. We have
did everyone hear that?
I
don't think it came through very clearly. There was a motion to close nominations and elect John Ross by acclamation.
Okay. So all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? So John Ross has it. Thanks, John.
For 1 year. And I would like to thank Mike Keithley and Keith Johnson and Rob Turner for doing a wonderful job. It's certainly not easy, especially with a small group such as this, to find candidates to run for office. And I thank you for your diligence and dedication. Okay, is there any other business to come before the business treasurer's report? Of course, I'm sorry. Just because I'm presiding over my last meeting.
Would you like
Let's, John Ross, you're on the treasurer's report. Do you have a microphone?
Let me find it. Okay. It's coming. No, hold on.
Okay.
We have the ramp for about
5 minutes. Yes. Did someone? Did. Oh, yes, the dues are $20 a year, and we would just, the procedure is different, I know, from chapter to affiliate. Ours is much more informal, I think. You would just sign up as a member of CCB, and we would vote you in. It's Patty Nash. Hey, all right. Patty Nash teaches Braille at East Bay Center for the Blind and does an excellent job. And I think it's certified, are you? She's definitely certified. And a very avid Braille reader who I think reads maybe two or three books a week at least. Such a good example of use with Braille.
Okay. Credit report as of March. As of March 3rd of 2014, the beginning balance was $3,437.83. The expenditures for this time were $70 for the Braille writer, and then $430 in dues to BRL. The income was dues to BRLC in the amount of $370. The end balance was
$307.83. That's our report.
John, could you read the ending balance again?
The end balance was $3,307.83.
Okay, are there any questions concerning the treasurer's report? Yeah, Linda.
I'm forgetting, do we include the amount that we collect for the Barrel Challenge, or is that just a separate thing that we don't include?
Let's see. Someone just came in.
Good morning. It's Anthony.
All right. Okay.
That's all right.
Are there any questions concerning the treasurer's report? Any further questions or comments? And, yeah, dues are due today. $20 a year. And $10 are for the affiliate, and $10 go to the National Braille Revival League, ACB. And if you're a life member of BRL, you pay the $10 for BRLC. Okay. Do I entertain a motion to approve the treasurer's report? Is there a second? Okay. Keith moves and Lena seconds. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Is there any further business to come before this meeting? Yeah, what? Weren't we going to collect that? I'm going to return this over to Linda Perella, who wants to talk about that.
I'm going to tell you guys about the Braille Challenge in Northern California that happened at the Lighthouse on March 1st. There were about 20, perhaps a couple more, children from ages 7 through high school kids participating in that. They break them down into four age groups or in sort of learning levels. I was helping in the apprentice level, which is first and second grade adorableness, and there were like three children in that level. I had a little girl who just was to die for. She was so cute, a first grade girl, and so eager and trying really hard. And the other two children were a little bit more complicated, but interesting too. And I learned later, even though the tests for this apprentice level was exceedingly difficult, I thought, and so did the head TVI who was was running that particular group. We thought that was like way a bit over their heads for these little ones, but it turned out, oddly enough, in the end, that the little girl that I was helping got the most right answers, and I was concerned that she would not do well. But the other two had, the little boy only wanted to know when the timer was going to go off. He was one of those guys, you know, when's that timer going to go off? And the other little girl, I heard later, put down answer D for all the questions. So that kind of ruled her out. So my little girl won, and I was happy to see that. But they had activities for the parents. Good lunch was provided. I guess they got stuff at Subway, sandwiches and stuff from there. Hobie Webler, who is graduate student at Davis and in physics, or is it chemistry? Chemistry. Spoke. He was gave a very rousing speech at the beginning to motivate the kids, and talked about how important Braille was to him, especially for labeling his wine collection. And I think a good time was had by all. Even the weather was a little dicey, but I think everyone enjoyed it. I did not stay till the very end, so I am not sure whether anyone from Northern California will be traveling to LA in June or not. So that's the Braille Challenge, and today we will collect to send more money to the Braille Challenge, which we do every year to support the transportation needs of families coming, because Braille Institute covers them being there, but they have to get themselves there from wherever they're coming, and we always try to contribute something towards the transportation cost. So that's the Braille Challenge.
Okay, and we're in touch with the person at Braille Institute that's in charge. We weren't for a while, that's why I wanted to double check. I assume we are, that we're in touch with the, I believe. Yes, Connie. Wonderful. In case everyone didn't hear, Connie Gill participated in the Washington Braille Challenge and was a proofreader. Is that correct? Yes.
Can I speak a minute, Steve?
Sure.
Josie Conkling, I did it for Society for the Blind a few years ago. I was a proofreader, and I worked with the small blind children first through third grade.
Okay. We're getting relatively close to 10 o'clock. It's about 5 till, so why don't we break and... Yes, Roger.
I think it's important that... I don't know if any of the people here went to the Capitol Day, but I think that we all of us who are Braille fans should be aware that of a process that's going on in the governor's budget, where they want to not budget for the clearinghouse and for the system that the state has now of getting special format materials to kids and turn it over to the school districts. And we think that would be an extremely bad idea, and the school districts can't handle it. And if you're interested in doing something about that, we need sponsors in the legislature to address that. You need to talk to Jeff Tom about what needs to be done, because that's a serious problem. We don't want it to happen.
Yes, that's right. And can someone get Keith the microphone?
Okay. No, the problem with that is, Roger mentioned this, that a lot of the districts cannot handle it. Those who can are very far and few between. But the funding in that area for some of those larger districts is very short also. I know LA Unified, where I used to work, could handle it, but the way they've divvied up their special ed programs and eliminating special ed schools, the funding for the VI program has been probably diminished somewhat, and so whatever's left of the VI program would not be able to handle producing their own materials. They have in the past, when they were more centralized. But it's very difficult for most districts, or even all districts, to handle that type of material production. So, I don't know what the governor is thinking, because he should check into see what the clearinghouse really does for all programs throughout the state, because the clearinghouse is a boon to every district throughout the state of California, as far as
something that ain't broke.
Yes, and it should not be fixed.
Right.
It hasn't broken down yet, and it has worked for years. So that's all I have to say.
My mic. And, oh, okay. Now it's working again.
But I used to work for LA Unified, yes, and I know about what has happened and what probably will not happen in the future. So that's it. I'm done.
This microphone seems to be going on and off. I think we have a battery that's... We can now, but for a few seconds ago, it wasn't on. So anyway, I want to thank everyone for attending the business section of BRLC. And, yes, Linda.
I just haven't run out of things to say yet. At the board meeting yesterday, if for any of you who were there, for any of you who were not there, I want to reassure you again, as chair of the Publications Committee, that we have no intention of getting rid of the Braille Blind Californian, that this was a survey to find out where people were at with that, and to think about the future, if there were any significant financial problem with CCB, what we could do. That time has not arrived. We hope it never will, and Braille continues to be a major part of the Blind Californian production. No worries there.
All right.
That's a wonderful note to conclude the business portion of this meeting. Anyone else have anything for the business meeting? If not, okay, it has been moved that this portion of... All in favor signify by saying aye. And thank you for all your support over the last 4 years. It's really been my pleasure. And it's... Oh, thank you. Well, that's my speech. And, well, we're at 10 o'clock, so how does everyone feel about going right into the business meeting? I mean the speaker's meeting.